I'm at the movies with Iconic Sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Montreal's municipal election is coming up on November 2nd. While issues of housing and active transportation are front of mind, local environmentalist groups are disappointed to see climate justice slipping from the focus during the election campaign. Climate Justice Montreal, an environmental and social justice activist group in the city, say more discussions about municipal issues should lead back or connect to climate issues. Here's one of their organizers, Nicolas Chavagnier.
How people are directly affected in a city like Montreal is heat waves, extreme weather events. Like just yesterday, we had a rain day and there was flooding in certain spaces of the city, which is absolutely ridiculous because it was not that big of a rain day. On an island like Montreal, often we get smog events in the summer, even in the winter. And this is due to congestion from vehicles. Transport creates about 43% of all greenhouse gas emissions. And these are all things that, you know, are affected by climate change. And for us, these are all things that are priorities because the Île de Montréal should be livable for everyone, no matter what their means are.
The parties have differing platforms and varying levels of focus on climate issues. Projet Montréal wants to see the construction of new green spaces and, quote, sponge parks in the city, which can help soak up floodwater. Both Projet and Transition have an emphasis on active transportation in their platforms with promises to continue bike lane expansion. En somme, Montréal wants to see continued efforts to electrify Montreal's bus fleet, but does not have other specific environmental promises. Climate Justice Montreal has raised concerns over En somme's promise to incorporate artificial intelligence into city management. En somme wants to see the building permit process sped up using AI.
From a climate perspective, AI is terrible because its expansion is untethered at this point. Data centers are going up all over, including in Quebec, and are stealing water from communities because they need a lot of water to cool the systems, but also causing a lot of atmospheric pollution and noise pollution from their running.
En somme candidate Alexandre Teodorescu said in an interview with CJLO earlier this month he believes AI will encourage more efficiency and could help increase housing stock, a priority for En somme. In the end, Climate Justice Montreal would not endorse any specific party or candidate, but had this to say to voters concerned about environmental issues.
And the reality is, whether it's En somme or Projet, if local borough mayors are able to listen and fight for the local folks, then that would be in the best interest of the local population. Obviously, Projet Montréal and Transition Montréal have the better platforms in terms of social justice, climate, and, you know, a right to the city.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hi, you are listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO 1690 AM. It is funding drive. And I am tangled in this wire. One second. Okay. Today we're going to, it's going to be a call-in show. So if you have a dream that you would like to share, you are welcome to call in. The number is the normal number that people usually use to call. I will give it to you. 514-848. Is that it? 7471? So let's start there. You can also, if you want to pledge to the station when you call in with your dream, that's optional, but encouraged. There's a lot going on for Funding Drive. There's a lot of activities. I'm going to get into that later. I think I'm going to start off with some music to see if people want to call in. So here's a little... Radio-inspired song that I have been listening to. And also there's a Diva Night coming up November 1st. And this song features a very prominent rock diva.
You're now listening to Girl FM.
Girls Gone Wild
on your favorite station with your host, Princess Nokia. This is Girl FM.
We as females have thousands and thousands of years of fashion in our DNA. We want to wear nice fucking clothes. It's part of what we do. So I don't have an issue with it. If you have an opportunity to go to the Oscars in a fabulous gown and be absolutely fabulous, you're going to fucking take it. I don't have to, listen to a rule. Who made that rule? Some dumb guy.
Girlhood is a spectrum, pretty is destruction. I just fell from grace, then I made it into something. Fight you fair the first time, then I call my cousins. Buzzards get the buzzing, timber in my button. Tattered frilly dresses, bloody covered knuckles. Rotting from my inside, glitter bones and honey. Heavy. Daughter of thy Lilith, sister of thy Eve. Men are violent liars, Adam's apple proves they're thieves. I am so disgusting, I am so salacious. I am pure as evil with the sweetest bit of fragrance. I am not your sister, I am not your friend. I am full of anger, full of violence, and then look at how you made me, look at how I'm behaving. Look at what it gave me, alchemist my aching. Carrie when she went to prom, stop and give me back my crown. Pigs blood when I hit the stage, bitches kiss the floor, I walk. I'm David Lynch, babe, I'm smoking blue velvet. Hit the Twin Peaks, I'm fucked up and I'm bending. If only I could understand the reason for my crying. If only I could stop the fear of dreaming that I'm dying. Blood in the mountain, I got the fountain of youth. I'm scaring men off of rumors, can't tell the lies from the truth. I am convicted of witchcraft and now I burn at the stake. I light a spliff by the fire and let my destiny fade. I am the lamb and the lion, the sacrifice of the blood. The Mary Magdalene body and spirit love from above. I dance around in my darkness and pull my shadow up close. I'm fornicating with spirits and making love to the coast. I paint a mask on my face and let the underworld know I have Persephone blood and pomegranates at my door. I came from Hades in a Mercedes and Wilton in fours. I cocked step back to sit back and raise the suicide doors. I'm mixed with royalty and mystery, sorcery and history. Black magic on my ops, cause they try to cause me misery. I'm not 7:30, I'm quarter to fucking nine. My daughter's in my closet, but they are not mine. My shoes is sky high, my boots is thigh high. My style is Dalet, my mind is sci-fi. You got the update, it's been my high time. I'm in my house, my pretty the dual house. I pull the string, marionettes is all out. I spill the tea, no Boston Tea Party. There's only one queen, Nikki, the Queen Barbie. I'm David Lynch, babe, I'm smoking blue velvet. Hit the Twin Peaks, I'm fucked up and I'm bending. If only I could understand the reason for my crying. If only I could stop the fear of dreaming that I'm dying. I'm David Lynch, babe, I'm smoking blue velvet. Hit the Twin Peaks, I'm fucked up and I'm bending. If only I could understand the reason for my crying. If only I could stop the fear of dreaming that I'm dying. This is from my rapist and all of my abusers. You may have the world food, but I see right through you. I'm broken inside, darling, I don't wanna be bothered. I've been through too much, babe, I feel like Laura Palmer. I've been a statistic, and everyone ignored me. If I was a man, they would've coddled me, adored me. But I am a girl, so they hate my fucking guts. They tell me I ain't shit, and that I fucking suck. If I was a man, I could get away with murder. But I am a girl, so I have mental disorder. If I was a man,
they would laugh and call me cute. If I was a man, they would bat their eyes and swoon. If I was a man, they would give me second chances. But I am a girl, got everyone here in a panic. They like to judge my antic, they're all obsessed, fanatic. Nowhere fast, and you're not coming.
The only way you're behind the streets living is by treating with my life.
Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO. We are taking calls if people want to call in with a dream, but otherwise, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about what we're doing at the station for Funding Drive, and also some moon news, because we always have that here on Dreamscapes. So what did we hear? What music did we listen to? It's always a DIY show on Dreamscapes. The theme of our funding drive is sort of a DIY theme, but we always do that here, so don't worry about that. So we played some Princess Nokia. We had just her intro to her newest album, Girls, has a clip from the one and only Courtney Love, which I think is a pretty great clip to be using. And then we had it's Marta. The album is Marta, but it's Tricky too. For people who know Tricky and follow Tricky, it was obvious to hear him in there. I mean, his voice is actually in that song. I was going to actually play another song, but that's how DIY we are here on this show. I was just like, oh, it's a different song, so we're going to just play that one. So here's some moon news in case people were wondering, and we're going to cut to some ads in a bit. But as you have maybe been following, we just end up with these secondary moons. I don't know why it takes people so long to figure out when we do and don't have extra moons. Like, I don't know why. I guess because they're very, very small, but then they are technically moons, so then we have to acknowledge that they exist. So apparently there's an asteroid that has become a quasi-moon to Earth, because I guess it was just an asteroid and then it started to orbit, right? And so when they start to orbit, it becomes the definition, like the definition changes, I guess. So this is 2025 PN7 is now one of our new quasi-moons. And, apparently they don't actually orbit the Earth. They appear to do so for short periods of time, but like, P.S., the short period of time for this particular quasi-moon is going to be, it's going to be with us until 2083. So like, I guess we have to get used to that. It looks like it's going around the Earth from our point of view. So that's what makes it a quasi-moon. So I'm going to keep reading up on this for you guys. But 2083 feels like a long time in our perspective, even if it's a short time in the asteroid / quasi-moon's perspective. Yeah, I wonder if it's like a rebranding thing for the quasi-moon too. It's like, it was an asteroid that, it's like kind of like the artist formerly known as Prince. It's like the quasi-moon formerly known as 2025 PN7. Is that how it works? And then afterwards he reverts back, or she, they, whatever the moon identifies as a rock reverts back. Anyways, we're going to do some ads. We're going to come back with more riveting moon news. It's been a while since I've been on the air. I've been very sick, but today I'm experimenting with being back on the radio. It's feeling okay. So we're going to, let's do some ads because we have to, and also because we want to. And also, please donate to the station, because guess what? It's Funding Drive, and this station is amazing. It's the number one station in Montreal. It's definitely the number one station of my heart. You guys have to send money to the station, because the station needs your money to do important things, like fund programs that students want to do at the station and do other things that are equally as important that I will list later. Let's go to the ads, because that feels important also. I think we're going to get to the ads any second now.
We're the hosts of Feast for Radio, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Crossover Comics is celebrating its 13th anniversary with a huge sale. On October 24th, 25th, and 26th, if you spend $50 before tax, you'll get to spin the Orb of Possibility, a 20-sided die, and add whatever number comes up as a discount. That means if you roll a 20, you'll be getting 20% off your purchase. Members of Crossover Comics also get an additional 10% off their purchase. So if you want to test your luck, come on down to Crossover Comics, 3560 Notre Dame Street West, on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. We'll see you there. One roll per customer per day, and some exceptions apply.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Yo, yo, this is Lord Sko, and you listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Hi, you are listening to CJLO and 1690 AM, and now, as we wait for people to call in with their dreams, which they might not do today, and that's okay, I understand. It's very weird to call in with your dreams, and actually, I was talking with some of the regular contributors to this show, DJ Nat, DJ Jade, and we had been sharing some of the dreams that we had been having off air. Because we do that too. We talk about dreams off air. And, you know, it is one, very difficult to remember your dreams, and two, very weird to share your dreams with people. Tomorrow, if you tune in the morning, I talked about dreams with Remy, because we did a special crossover episode for the fundraiser. And so we talked about dreams in The Sopranos. And, you know what, if you listen, especially to the extended version of this episode, because it went a little longer than an hour, dreams, especially with characters that are made up, you know, can take on a lot of different meaning. But one of the things that I've noticed with real life dreams, and also dreams in movies and books and stuff like that, is you really have to follow the symbols and let them lead you somewhere. Tune in. We really get into some stuff. Me and Remy did, and it'll be aired tomorrow. So, okay, in the spirit of letting things lead you, so I just discovered this song, and I just find it funny and good and interesting, and it's like spoken word plus bass, maybe, and is how I would describe it. I honestly don't even know how I would describe it. So this is by a band called Judy Margovian and the Forbidden Empires. And I'm going to just let you listen to it. I know I just cut myself off, and that's not what I was trying to do. I'm trying to do something good, but it didn't work. Okay, let's listen to the song, and then we can discuss. And sorry, that didn't work, so now I'm going to try that again. Everything's going well. Yeah? Okay, great. Okay, let's listen to the song.
First Wheelo, you were only 2 years old and you didn't know how the fuck it worked. Remember your first Wheelo? Remember it? You were 2 years old and you didn't know how it worked. What kind of glue is this? What kind of wire? What does it do? Remember your first Wheelo? You were 2 years old, you didn't know what the fuck to do with it. So? he looked. He looked around himself. There were more birds. Birds filled up his entire realm of being. They kept chirping. At first, he thought it was just a squeaky wheel, trying to give the squeaky wheel some grease, but no. No, it was no squeaky wheel. It was another bird. Well, wherever he went, there were always birds. He'd go inside and five or six birds would follow him in.
Birds,
bird, 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 picking out. Podcast.
Hi. Did everybody enjoy that? I can do whatever I want on my show, so I'm going to just keep playing these weird songs until somebody calls in and shares a weird dream with us. It might not happen. I do sometimes have to announce it a little bit earlier on to get people to call in, because it's weird to call in with your dreams. But I will tell you that that was a song called The Man with Birds. And before that, we heard a song called Wheelo, and it is by this band. The band is called Judy Margovingian and the Forbidden Empires. Although now I don't understand. Maybe the actual band is called Fate Signals, and that's the album. That might be right. Fate versus Free Will Turn Signals. I'm going to have to... Oh, yeah, that's what the band is. Okay, so anyways, that's the album. I found out about this when I find out about really weird songs. I don't know. Nobody's following this, really. But sometimes it is from Mike Watt's show. And so he labeled it wrong. So it's Mike Watt's fault. Okay, so more things about the moon. That's what we're here for, right? People want to be really clear, like scientists are very, not upset, but they're very like, just to be really clear, like the Earth only has one actual moon. And it's like, okay, fine. But we do have all these quasi and mini moons. And in 2083, what's going to happen to our friend 2025 PN7? It's going to be pulled away by the sun, which is kind of tragic. Like, why did that happen? Why is the sun going to pull it away? I don't like this. Well, we'll have to just keep working on this quasi-moon issue. So anyways, I'm kind of torn right now because I do have a dream that was submitted anonymously. You're like, Nina, why didn't you just start talking about the dream? Because I'm trying to be a nice friend, and I wanted to save that dream to talk about with Jade and Natalie, okay? But now I'm like, okay, well, but I could start talking about the dream, and then I could do, you know, like a deeper involvement with Jade and Natalie. And I'm starting to lean in that direction, just because it's funding drive. I guess everybody's driving away from CJLO because nobody's calling in right now, although people have donated on behalf of Dreamscapes already. So thank you to the people who did and the people who donated on the behalf of other shows too. Super cool. Thank you. We appreciate it. You can, as far as Dreamscapes goes, you can donate for as small as $2, $5. The $5 donation gets you a raffle ticket also from the station. You can win a lot of different cool prizes with that, including like different vinyl bundles and stuff like that. Okay, so what I am looking for here is, yeah, here we go. I'm going to tell you guys the dream, okay? And then I'm going to like riff on it a little bit. And then later on with Jade and Natalie, we're going to do like a more in-depth riffage, which I'm sure is a word. Okay, so this is an anonymous dream submission. And in the dream, this person, their head was decapitated at a construction site and fell into a cement mixer. And then the dreamer, she was just watching this overhead. So it's like her head fell into the mixer and she was watching it go round and round. So the camera person, the self, the soul in the, I almost said a movie, but it is, a dream is like a movie. The camera person is oriented with the body of the person. And so the head is like separate. Yeah. And the people around were all like, it's fine. It's still fresh. We can just put it back on. And she just kept watching her head go round and round. And in the dream, they weren't panicked, just puzzled about it. So it wasn't like anxiety provoking, but it was like, I guess it was existentially interesting, like question mark, but not like panic inducing. And when I'm thinking about this one now, it's interesting because the POV really does stay with the person's body. And so maybe there is some kind of, maybe they feel some kind of disconnection between their mind and their body. That's possible. There also could be some kind of, there's definitely something going on with the cement and the construction. It's not the first time we've had a construction dream on the show. There was one actually that we called the deconstruction dream because that's sort of what was happening to all these buildings. And so, you know, if we think about cement solidifies things, even if it's like fresh cement and it's being mixed. But because it solidifies and it, so there's like a, so some meanings could relate it to feeling stuck. Like obviously it's better for the dreamer to call in with the dream so that we can make the dream meaning together. But stuckness, you know, like getting really, like it can be part of like feeling frustrated, like things are stagnant, things aren't moving, but also stuff being stuck and fixed helps to literally build things, right? That's how you build a building. You do kind of need buildings sometimes to respond to movement. Like when you have like earthquake proof buildings, or not proof, but like when you build in earthquake zones and you want to make sure that the building actually does respond to a certain amount of movement. But the point is that like you can't build a building out of jello, right? You have to build it out of something that actually like can take some weight and stay a certain amount, like, you know, grounded to the ground. I'm sure now that I said jello, there's an example of a building being made out of jello that now, anyways, so whatever, you can send me all of the ways that I'm wrong. But the point is, this is what I understand about construction as somebody who has no background in construction. So there's something there about like her brain, her mind feeling stuck, but maybe that helps. Like that, or maybe she's doing something that feels really stagnant right now, but it's going to help in the long run. Possible. It's possible that that's part of it. Also, the fact that people are just like telling her it's not a big deal that her head fell off of her body. Who knows? Maybe they're like normalizing, you know, everybody loses their mind from time to time. It's okay. Like, it's okay to like not, like have your head totally on your body at all times. That happens, you know, metaphorically it's okay. Unmetaphorically, it's not okay, just to be super clear. So there is something in there about that. There is, it's weird that I'm reading this right before there's the Soprano episode, because it feels kind of Soprano-y actually. But it's interesting too when something upsetting happens in the dream, like kind of objectively upsetting, but then in the dream world it's like, oh, it's actually not a big deal. So maybe there's something that like, yeah, she thought was going to be a bigger deal that like it just isn't. It's just she is maybe more okay with. Who knows? Yeah, it's interesting too, like it's a construction dream, but this is also kind of a deconstruction dream because it's like the deconstruction of her, you know. Interesting dream. I'm gonna think about it a little more, see if something else comes up for me, and then I'm gonna bring it back with Jade and Natalie, I think, because I think it's cool to get. Sorry, I'm looking behind me because there's a rat, not a real rat. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second. The theme of this year's funding drive is kind of DIY punk diva vibe, and so the mascots of the event are all rats. And so I have, I think it's the rat from Ratatouille, very big behind me in the booth, a picture of him. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to I'm pretty sure it's the ratatouille rat. Anyways, so it's a little distracting, in case you're wondering. Maybe you're not. Okay, so we're going to play some more music, wait for people to call in. The number is 514-848-7471. Please give us money. It's very important, and community radio is kind of the best. And kind of, it is the best. I have to be more emphatic about things. So, yeah, so I think, what are we going to do? We're going to play more music. I feel like the theme of today is just like music that I'm not sure anybody else is going to like, but I'm going to play it anyways. So maybe that's all I ever play anyways. So I'm going to try this song and see how much. Why don't you call in and tell me that you don't like my music? That's also totally okay. And then donate money to the station, because it's good to give money to things that challenge you. Okay, let's try this.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Prepare for the fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie D's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who will be serving it up, honey. With paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen, it'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty, and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
Hi, you're listening to Dreamscapes on CGLO 1690 AM. It is funding drive. We want you to donate money. If you donate $20, you get a zine or a cassette. If you donate $35, you get a t-shirt. The t-shirts are really cool. I think if you donate $50, you get two t-shirts. You get like the Community Radio is for Haters and for Lovers t-shirts. There's so many cool things that you could get while donating. You give us money and we give you merch. And if you donate on, you know, behalf of Dreamscapes, we're going to give you stickers. We're going to make you playlists. We could even design a t-shirt for you. You could do a Dreamscapes takeover where you come and take over the show. So, you know, there's lots of really cool things for you to do if you want to. But you might not want to because you might not be cool enough to donate to CJLO. But that's a joke. You're definitely cool enough and you should donate. More information about the Quasi Moon. So obviously a big question that some listeners are going to have is, does the Quasi Moon affect astrology? And the internet says not really. There is a really funny title / like clickbaity title that I found from International Business Times, which sounds legit. And the title is, "The Earth to Moon Theory is Real, but is it dangerous? Question mark." Nobody thought it was, but sure, whatever. Let's worry about something else that we definitely don't have to worry about. Oh my God. What? Okay, one second. A new newsflash. Experts. Earth could have six more quasi-moons, like 2025 PN7. What? Okay, this is a new, this is from October 22nd, 2025. This is recent. So, okay, I'm just catching up here. There's no simple moon rule for what counts as a moon and what doesn't. And so actually, okay, so I guess part of the issue is that they can't decide what is and isn't a moon. So basically it's just like, it's just like feelings, it's vibes. They're like, that one is a moon, that one isn't. I don't know. The more I learn about science, the more I'm like, this feels like art. Yeah, which is fine. Art and science can be the same thing. But it's like people are just like, I think it's a moon, so let's call it a moon. But apparently there could be six more if people opened their hearts and were just generous about how they defined a quasi-moon, I guess. So let's see if we get that for Christmas. six other quasi-moons. I just feel like so much is bad in the world right now. We deserve to have a couple quasi-moons just to, you know, spruce things up, make things feel nice. Yeah. If you have opinions about the quasi-moon, you can call in with those. You can call in with a music request. You can call in with anything. I'm going to see if I can bring up another weird song, because this is the theme of the day, is how many weird songs I can get into. Oh, here's some more news that might affect us a little bit more than the quasi-moons. STM maintenance workers may strike every day in November. Every single day. Whoa. So maybe the quasi-moon is doing... Maybe that's the quasi-moon. Maybe the quasi-moon is, you know, affecting the STM, and that's part of what's going on. Okay, I mean, maybe I'm just going to... Am I just going to play this song? Feels a little bit... I'm just like... Okay, it's boring when I don't decide what song it is. I'm just going to play this song already, kind of listen to part of this, and then come back with a little bit more moon news. Like, for instance, there's a full moon next week. Dun-dun-dun. But you knew that already. Okay, let's see what other songs Nina could possibly play.